Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Internet world. Welcome to The Cross in the Desert, speaking hope and freedom to Iran. I'm your host, Randy L. Noble, and I want to say once again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy life to join me today on my radio broadcast. Today is Monday, June 20th, 2022. We're really officially one day away from the official start of spring, and it has been a hot and oppressive summer so far. Today, June 20th, 2022, is the 13th anniversary of an event in Iran that changed my life forever. It's the reason I come to you every Monday and Thursday on The Cross in the Desert. It's the reason I am a voice for the Iranian people. It was the unjust, tragic death of Neda Aga Sultan, a young, beautiful Iranian girl who was unjustly shot and murdered during a peaceful protest June 20th, 2009, during the bloody presidential elections in Iran. I'll never forget this day. Millions of people watched this video of this innocent, peaceful protester being helped to the ground by two of her friends after being shot in the chest. There was no reason for this. She was simply walking in the streets in an alleyway in Tehran, and the whole world was transformed that day. The Iranian people were transformed that day. And I want to be able to explain to you in a very personal way why I do what I do for Iranian people. But what I want to do first, and I think most important, is to give you a little background on Neda Aga Sultan. And this comes from a very important website, the Abdurrahman Boramad Center for Human Rights in Iran. And they are very, very meticulously well-researched internet website on the happenings in Tehran and what goes on there. And just to give you a little background on Neda, this is according to her mother, that Neda was a rebel. From the age of three, she never accepted control. She fought with the school authorities not to wear a chador. And she won that battle. Now, you know, it's mandatory for women to be veiled publicly when they go out. But this was someone who said, no, that's not my – I'm not going to bow to this kind of clothing rule. And she rebelled, and apparently she won. And a little bit more background, she was tormented that she couldn't swim in the sea and be herself in the street because of the chador, because of the hijab. She really suffered because of the forced hijab rule. As a person, she was always courageous and frank. She loved Arab dancing, Western and Turkish pop music, and especially the music of Gugash, an Iranian pop singer. Now, this is according to the HBO documentary that was filmed in memory of Netta. She also liked to read. Her music teacher remembers that, quote, she was a person full of joy. She was a beam of light. According to those close to her, travel was her passion. She took private classes to become a tour guide, including Turkish language courses, friends said, hoping to someday lead groups of Iranians on trips abroad. Now, at Tehran Azad University, she studied Islamic philosophy. It's kind of required. But she dropped out after only two semesters, and here's what her sister says about the reason she dropped out. She used to say, quote, that the God they are teaching at these universities is different from the God that I worship. The professor taught them about a vengeful God, but Netta says, quote, this is not my God. The God I worship is a compassionate and loving God. Now, that was her background, and if you know anything about Iran, you know that there are millions of Iranians who are Muslim in name only, that meet together and secretly worship, and they are Christians. They love the Lord. Now, I don't know that specifically about Netta, but her statements lead me to believe that she would be one that would be open to the message of the gospel. And she was saying, look, the God of Islam here does not represent what I believe. Now, this was someone that was not political. According to her fiancé, Caspian McCann, the fact that she went out during this election and during this protest is amazing. She felt that she had to say something in a peaceful way. And after she saw these televised debates between the candidates, and she decided she had to say something. On June 12, 2009, she went to three different polling stations and saw that only representatives of the incumbent, Mr. Ahmadinejad, were present. She protested and said that representatives of other candidates should also be present. And she did not vote because she felt that there was some corruption going on, some misrepresentation, some unfairness, some bias. Now, once the election, of course, results was announced, and of course, Iranians across Iran felt that the election had been rigged, that Ahmadinejad's re-election was certainly a rigged election. Now, we know something about that, don't we? So she began to say, I have to do something. So she began participating in demonstrations protesting the results of the 2009 election. Fast forward from June 12th to June 20th. Here, Netta is peacefully protesting. She's walking in an alleyway, and she's shot and killed by a plainclothes agent on a motorcycle at 7:20 p.m. in the Kargar neighborhood of Tehran. Now, she had attended the demonstration with her music instructor. And according to an eyewitness, a medical doctor who was standing by her, right by her at the time of the shooting, she was shot in the heart and died basically instantaneously. And bystanders there were filming her death on cell phone cameras. It was a video that the whole world saw. Now, there was a man called Dr. Hazazi. He told a BBC reporter, we heard that there were things going on the street nearby and there were protests. So we decided to go out and take a look. We walked through an alley to the main street, Kargar, where the protests were going on, and the anti-riot police was coming by motorcycle toward the crowd. So they're on motorcycles. Netta and a man were staying there among the crowd. All of a sudden, everything turned crazy because the anti-riot police threw tear gas among people and the motorcycle started rushing towards the people, okay? Police ran through the alleyway. We, too, with my friends, ran to the intersection. the other end of the alley, the intersection with Salehi Street, and there people were just standing. They did not know what to do, whether to scatter, to leave, to wait, to see what happens. We heard a gunshot. Netta was standing 1 meter away from me. All of a sudden, I turned back and saw blood gushing out of Netta's chest. The first impression they had was that the bullet had come from a rooftop, but later on, some people actually took someone with a Basiji card, and they said that he was on a motorcycle coming from the other way, hiding in the corner. Some people shouted that, "We caught him, we caught him." People went towards him, and they disarmed him and took out his identity cards. He was a member of the Basiji. The Basiji is a pro-government group of people. They're plain clothes. And he was shouting. People were furious, and he was shouting, "I didn't want to kill her." They just got him, and they didn't know what to do with him. Some people said, "Don't harm him. We are not killers like them." They said, "We can't even give him back to the police. They'll just let him go." He was just crying. So they let him go. They took his identity cards. And this is according, I think, to the doctor that was there on the street. Now, large crowds attended Netta's memorial service on July 30th, 2009, and they gathered at her grave at a cemetery in Tehran. Police forces attacked the attendees and used tear gas to disperse them. And they attacked the mourners with clubs and batons. This is how they treated the family who had gathered at the grave to hold memorial ceremonies for Netta. That is some background information on that day, onto the eyewitnesses, the music instructor, the doctor. And now I want to go to the blog that I wrote about Netta. This was in celebration of her birthday on January 29th. That's her official day of her birthday. And I want to read to you this blog, and maybe you'll understand some more of my heart toward Netta. Most of us can remember where we were at and what we were doing when President Kennedy was assassinated, or more recently, when terrorists crashed commercial airliners into the Twin Towers on September 11, 2001. Traumatic events are difficult to forget because of the impact that they have on our lives. Well, I remember I was at home from work on June 20th, 2009, just relaxing in front of the TV when my life was suddenly changed forever. I was horrified as I watched a video of a young, beautiful woman lying in the streets of Tehran bleeding to death. She was surrounded by her friends who were desperately trying to save her life. I remember watching with tears in my eyes, hoping and praying that somehow she would survive, but sadly she didn't. The shocking video of Netta Aga Sultan's senseless murder in the streets of Tehran during the botched presidential election of Ahmadinejad has been seen all over the world. Viewers have been saddened, stunned, and outraged that a beautiful young woman's right to protest was met with such intolerance and violence. As I watched the video and later discovered that the government denied any wrongdoing and showed very little sympathy for Netta's family, I knew that I had to speak out. The video of Netta's death has been a life-transforming event. It resulted in the publication of my book, The Rose of Nowruz, Dreams of Hope and Freedom. And in the opening pages of that book that was written, my gosh, 10 years ago, I dedicated it to Netta as a freedom fighter of Iran. For many Iranians and myself, Netta has become the symbol of hope and freedom. Did you know her name in Persian literally means, quote, voice calling? I find that fascinating because I feel as though she's calling to me to speak out against the many injustices and human rights violations in Iran. Since the first time that I've seen this incredible video, I've written many books and have developed many online friendships with Iranians. And during this time, I had the privilege of meeting Caspian Makan, the fiancé of Netta Sultan. What an amazing human rights activist he is. He has dedicated his life to speaking out against the evils of religion and war and human suffering. And he is the founder of the Campaign for Change and the completion of global human rights laws. He lives, I believe, still to this day in Toronto. And I typed a message to Caspian through Facebook that day when I met him, expressing my deep sorrow over Netta's death. I sent him a copy of my book. And I'm just honored to know him. He is a great photographer, too. You ought to see the pictures. I have them on my Facebook page in dedication to Netta. I mean, this is a man who's been devastated, not only about what's happened in his home country of Iran, but to his fiance. And he never fails to post on Facebook and on the Internet beautiful pictures of him playing the piano to Netta, a picture of Netta. He is dedicated to her. She would have been 39 years old this year. When she was murdered in Tehran, she was only 26. It's been 13 years. She has become the voice, the face of a movement in Tehran, and they call her the Angel of Iran. You know, her name literally means voice calling. And I pray that all of us, not just me, will never hear and never stop hearing her voice calling to us to be those that would stand up and speak out for the freedom of all Iranians. I want to share something really special right now, something I found on the Internet. It's a poem for Netta. Let's listen.
This poem is called A Poem for Netta. Netta was a young woman who was shot by the Iranian militia during the recent election protests, and she was killed on the 20th of June of 2009. And this poem commemorates not only her courage, but the courage and spirit of all those in Iran who have striven for freedom. And the Persian word Neda means voice. A poem for Neda. Neda, sweet voice of freedom, unborn. Your state totters, a color revolution. Green for life of reason, faith. Red for blood, the price you paid. And you have shown your color, you whose voices rise above your people, who cast your black sky over all voices, who hide behind batons, water, tear gas, who cringe behind your flag. Tears will find you out. And you too show your color, who flirt with freedom's name, who smile unshamed as tyrants old or new play your cards for you. Tears will blind your smiles. You who love your daughters, sons, let the green of earth be your color. Let your love give birth to the Islam which your poets dreamed. Let your voice which sang before of golden Persia in Sa'di, Hafiz, Rumi, now return to sing our future. Let your sweet voice sing from the cold earth of sweet democracy, buried in its birth, dreaming to be born. Daughter, sweet voice of the new Iran, Neda.
What an amazing, beautifully structured, well-said poem. It really speaks to our hearts, doesn't it? Voice calling. It takes sometimes something very traumatic to get our attention, doesn't it? And I know that it got my attention that day. There were other factors that led me in being a voice for Iran. For instance, my two Iranian friends, Marzia Amirzadeh and Miriam Rostampour, were on death row at the time when this occurred. And I heard about their plight for freedom as well. And so it was Neda and my two Iranian friends, two Christian Iranian friends on death row, that has such an impact on my life. And as I think back to that day, it wasn't until I had written my second book that I began to really speak out more intensely. I began to request Iranians on Facebook to be friends. And it all culminated in what I do today. And I go back to this event because this event had such an impact on my life and still does to this day. When you think about Neda and you think about what she stood for and what she rebelled against the oppressive hijab law, but she also rebelled against the false version of who God is according to Islam. Her God was a compassionate God, a God of love, and that's what she stood by and believed, and she is so right. She was on the right track. And I personally believe, I hope one day to see Neda in heaven. Because this is a woman that stood up for what she believed, and she stood up for freedom, and she stood up for truth, and she did it in a peaceful way. She should never have been shot. She was never doing anything wrong. She was innocent, and she was a victim of a bloodthirsty, evil government that one day, I pray, will no longer exist. She is the voice of all Iranians. And today, what I would like to do, in addition to the poem and the story, I want to play for you an incredible song written by Paul McCartney that's all about freedom. And I dedicate this song to Neda and all Iranians.
This is my right, a right given by God to live a life, live in freedom. Talking about freedom. I'm talking about freedom. I will fight for the right to live in freedom. Anyone, right? Take it.
What an incredible song about freedom. As I was sitting here thinking about Netta Sultan, the innocent protester, it occurs to me that here in the United States, on January 6th, 2021, someone very, very much like Netta was unjustly murdered at the January 6th protests at our Capitol. Her name was Ashley Babbitt. So as I'm thinking about Netta and what she means to Iranians all over the world and 13 years later, we as Americans need to never, ever forget the unjust murder and death of Ashley Babbitt during the January 6th rioting. Now, I don't condone those that broke glass and that did things that were wrong in a violent way. They should be punished. But we're talking about someone who was unarmed and, just like Netta, was shot and gunned down for peacefully protesting. And it's unjust and it's wrong. So as I'm sitting here today doing this radio program, during the song break, it just hit me. Don't forget Ashley. So today we are recognizing two brave, innocent young women, Netta Sultan and Ashley Babbitt. May we never forget their names, because in Iran there is no freedom. But here in the United States, we have guaranteed constitutional rights of freedom, and therefore it makes the death of Ashley Babbitt that much more unacceptable. It's one thing to see that happen in Iran. We know there's no freedom there. But here in our United States, Ashley Babbitt was cut down, and she shouldn't have been. I hope that you will remember my Iranian friends in your prayers today as they continue to struggle for freedom and democracy. Don't forget Netta, and of course, please don't forget Ashley Babbitt as well. Thank you so much for joining me today on the Cross of the Desert. I will see you again on Thursday.